Laudator Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. And welcome to Vatican Radio's live streamed broadcast of the Sunday Angelus for today, Sunday, January 15th, 2023. This morning's Angelus, as usual, is read by our Holy Father, Pope Francis. My name is Christopher Wells. I'll be providing the English language commentary for this morning's Angelus. Whether you're joining us through the various Vatican media channels, the Vatican audio or radio app, the Vatican News web portal, or the Vatican News English section YouTube channel, or via one of our partner stations, including Luminous Radio, Radio Maria Papua New Guinea, Radio Maria England, Catholic Faith Network in America, Shalom World TV, Salton Light TV, Atmadarshan TV, EWTN TV, or Catholic TV, a very warm welcome, one and all. Each Sunday, Pope Francis offers a brief reflection, usually on the day's gospel, ahead of the traditional midday recitation of the Angelus. Following the Marian prayer, the Holy Father often addresses the most pressing issues of the day and greets pilgrims and visitors who have come to St. Peter's Square to join him for the Angelus. For those of you watching on video or television, you can see it's a gray and overcast day here in Rome. Cold and a little bit rainy. The Holy Father's window in the Apostolic Palace, where he will read the reflection on the Gospel and lead us in the Angelus, is covered. But it hasn't stopped a good crowd of pilgrims and visitors from showing up here in the square, not only Romans, but again, for those of you watching on television, you can see there are visitors from Peru, from Brazil, from other parts of Italy, and from around the world. Today is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's Gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John. It tells the story of John the Baptist pointing out Jesus as the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, a man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. The testimony of Saint John the Baptist to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And in just a moment, the Holy Father should be appearing at the window. You see the curtains being drawn. And in just a moment, you can hear the crowds welcoming the Holy Father to the window. And with a big smile and wave, he greets those who are present in the square. And we'll hear him in just a moment.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona domenica.
Dear brothers and sisters, happy Sunday. The Gospel of today's liturgy relates the testimony of John the Baptist on Jesus after having baptized him in the River Jordan. And he says, after me comes a man who ranks before me, for he was before me. Questa è la testimonianza. This is his witness. This declaration reveals, this witness reveals, this testimony reveals John's spirit of service. He was sent to prepare the way for the Messiah and had done so without sparing himself. Humanly speaking, one would think that he would be given a prize, a prominent place in Jesus' public life. But instead, no. John, having accomplished his mission, knows how to step aside. He withdraws from the scene to make way for Jesus. He has seen the Spirit descend upon him. He has indicated him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and now he in turn humbly listens. The prophet becomes a disciple. He preached to the people, gathered disciples, and trained them for a long time. And yet, he does not bind anyone to himself. And this is difficult, but it is the sign of the true educator, not binding people to himself. And John does this. He sets his disciples in the footsteps of Jesus. He's not interested in having a following for himself, in gaining prestige and success, but he gives witness and then takes a step back so that many may have the joy of meeting Jesus. We could say he opens the door and then steps aside. With this spirit of service, it's a true spirit of service, with his capacity to give way to Jesus, John the Baptist teaches us something important: freedom from attachments. He teaches us freedom from attachments. Yes, because it's easy to become attached to roles and positions, to the need to be esteemed, recognized, rewarded. And this, although it's natural, it's not a good thing, because service involves gratuitousness. True service involves gratuitousness, taking care of ourselves without benefit for oneself, without ulterior motives. It's good for us, too, to cultivate, like John, the virtue of setting ourselves aside at the right moment, bearing witness that the point of reference of life is Jesus. To be able to step aside. He accomplished his mission. He made the meeting, and then he gives place to the Lord. Learn to step aside. Let us think of how important this is for a priest, who is required to preach and celebrate, not out of self-importance or self-interest, but to accompany others to Jesus. Think of how important this is for parents to raise their children with many sacrifices, but then they have to leave them free to take their own path in work, in marriage, in life. It's good and right that parents continue to assure children of their presence, saying to their children, "We won't leave you by yourselves, but with discretion, without intrusiveness, with freedom to grow." And the same applies to other spheres, such as friendships, life as a couple, community life. Freeing oneself from attachments to one's own ego and knowing how to step aside comes at a cost, but it's very important. This is the decisive step in order to grow in the spirit of service. To grow in the spirit of service, you have to bear the cost of stepping aside. Dear brothers and sisters, let's try to ask ourselves, are we capable of making space for others, of listening to them, of leaving them free, of not binding them to ourselves, demanding recognition? Do we give them space to speak? Let them speak. Give place to others. Do we attract others to Jesus or to ourselves? And furthermore, following the example of John, do we know how to rejoice in the fact that people take their own path and follow their own calling, even if this entails some detachment from us? Do we rejoice in their achievements with sincerity and without envy? Do we rejoice when other people go forward? Do we let others continue to grow? May Mary, the servant of the Lord, help us to be free from attachments, to make way for the Lord, and to give space to others.
Ave Maria, gracia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedicto frutto ventris tui, Jesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Ecce ancilla Domini.
Fiat mi secundum verbum tuum.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedicto frutto ventris tui, Jesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Il verbum caro factum est.
Et habitavit in nobis.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedicto frutto ventris tui, Jesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Ora pro nobis, Santa Dei Genitrix,
ut digni efficiamur promissionibus Christi.
Gratiam Tuam, quae sumo Domine mentibus nostris infunde, ut qui angelo annunciante, Christi Filii Tui, incarnationem coniovimus, per passionem eius et crucem, a resurrectionem gloriam perducamur, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Pro fidelibus defuntis, requiem aeternam dona eis Domine.
Et lux perpetua luce Deis.
Regent in pace.
Amen.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Aiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit in caelum et terram.
Benedicat vos, omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen. Amen.
The Holy Father's blessing is given not only to those who are present in the square today, but also to all those listening in live via the various means of social communications. Dear brothers and sisters, on the 18th, we begin the week of prayer for Christian unity. The theme of this year is taken from the prophet Isaiah. Learn to do good and seek justice. We thank the Lord for the faithful and patient guidance of the people and towards full communion. And we ask him to continue to lead us and guide us with his gifts. Ecumenism and the synodal conversion of the Church are joined together. For this, I want to announce that on Saturday the 30th of September, there will be an ecumenical vigil of prayer
della sedicesima assemblea generale ordinaria del sinodo dei vescovi
for the synod of bishops, for the young people. There will be a special program by the Taisei community, and he invites all young people to gather for this event. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't forget the tormented people of Ukraine who are suffering so much. We remain close to them with our thoughts, with our help, with our prayers. And now I greet Romans and pilgrims, and especially the Spanish faithful from Murcia, and those from Sciacca in Sicily. May the visit to the tomb of St. Peter strengthen your faith and your witness. And to all, I wish you a very happy Sunday. And please, don't forget to pray for me. Enjoy your lunch, and we'll see you soon. And again, a big smile and a wave to the crowd. It is, as we've seen, a pretty good crowd for as poor as the weather is, but we've got people from various parts of the world. And with that brief exchange of greetings, today's Angelus draws to a close. On behalf of Vatican Radio, I would like to thank our partner stations who help make these live broadcasts available throughout the world, including Luminous Radio, Radio Maria Papua New Guinea, Radio Maria England, Catholic Faith Network in America, Shalom World TV, Salt and Light TV, Atmadarshan TV, EWTN TV, and Catholic TV. Thanks to our producers and technicians here in studio who make these broadcasts possible. And thanks to all of you for joining us today. For full coverage of the Pope's reflections at today's Angelus, as well as his invitation to the Ecumenical Prayer Vigil in September, as well as other news from the Vatican and around the world, we do invite you to visit the Vatican News web portal, www.vaticannews.va, as well as our Vatican News English section at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube accounts. I'm Christopher Wells. It's been a great pleasure providing coverage of the recitation of the Angelus for today, Sunday, January 15th, 2023. Praise be Jesus Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus.